glad you're here. Fellowship, sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
It is April 7th. Welcome to the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. I'm Tim Nelson, coming to you from the WLUJ Great News Media Studios at 600 West Mason in Springfield. Thanks for being with us today. Colossians chapter 3, verse 15 says, "Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts and be thankful." Thankfulness isn't our usual response when something goes wrong. We may have 100 good things for which to be thankful, but let one bad thing happen and it may be all we think about. But the Bible says, in everything give thanks. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says that. No matter what happens, we are to give thanks. Cultivate a spirit of thanksgiving in our life. Thank God for every blessing He gives us. Thank Him for Christ and what He's done for us. Even when things go wrong, thank Him that things aren't worse and we're still in His hands. If we would have eyes today to recognize God's gifts, we would see that the blessings far outweigh the burdens.
I come before you today, and there's this one thing that I want to say. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all you've given to me, for all the blessings that I cannot see. Thank you. I'll bless your name and thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. Yeah. For all you've done in my took my darkness and gave me your light. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You took my sin and my shame. You took my sickness and healed all my pain. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. With a grateful song of praise, with an outstretched arm, I'll bless your name and thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. Yeah! Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, yes, I do.
Well, remember, bearing fruit takes time. Our job is to abide, remain, stay connected to Jesus, and trust the work He's doing in us. Jesus said these words as recorded in John chapter 15, verse 5. "I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For apart from me, you could do nothing."
Fail and come first, flee.
The guest we have on from time to time on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends is Debbie Griffith from Everyday Matters Ministries. Debbie, what's God put on your heart this week to share with us?
Well, this last week I was in 1 Samuel, and we've all pretty much been familiarized with the story of David and Goliath. But really what struck me was David's courage to go forward, which, again, that's something we've heard about. But the people that were kind of against him in 1 Samuel 17, it's actually with his older brother. And you know that when Samuel came to anoint one of the brothers, he thought it would be one of the brothers that the father brought forward. And he said, no, this isn't it. This isn't it, the prophet Samuel. And here it was David, who was just this young teenager shepherd boy. And that was the one that God chose. And so we often hear that David is a man after God's heart. And what he saw was David's heart as this young boy.
Isn't that just like God, not looking at what we would look at or how we would look at things, but he looks to the heart?
Exactly. And I think what's interesting to me then when I was reading is that his oldest brother, Eliab, and I'll read it from 1 Samuel chapter 17, starting in verse 28. Now Eliab, his eldest brother, heard what he said to the men, and this was about David saying, I think I'm going to go forward and take out Goliath. And his brother's anger was kindled against David. He said, why did you come here? With whom have you left those few sheep in the wilderness? I know your presumption and evilness of heart, for you came down that you might see the battle. So he's thinking, yeah, my kid brother is leaving the sheep and he wants to just see the battle. But David said in verse 29, what have I done now? Was it not a harmless question? And David turned away from his brother Eliab to another, and he asked the same question. And again, the men gave him the same answer. He was asking the question, who is this person that's defying the living God? What is going on? What is Saul wanting to happen? And they proceeded to tell him that he will give all this honor and greatness to the man who takes out this giant Philistine. In verse 31, when David's words were heard, they were repeated to Saul, and he sent for him. He sent for David. And David said to Saul, let no man's heart fail because of this Philistine. Your servant will go out and fight with him. And you're like, oh my goodness, that has to be the craziest thing. He's this teen kid.
Mm-hmm.
And Saul said to David, you're not able to go out and fight against this Philistine. You're only an adolescent, and he has been a warrior from his youth. And this is the powerful thing that God really showed me in this next few verses in 1 Samuel 17, starting with verse 34. And David said to Saul, your servant kept his father's sheep, and when there came a lion, or again a bear, and took a lamb out of the flock, I went out after it and smote it and delivered the lamb out of its mouth. And when it arose against me, I caught it by its beard and smote it and killed it. Your servant killed both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be like one of them, for he has defied the armies of the living God. And what is so powerful to me about that is that when David is volunteering to go out and fight this huge giant Goliath, nobody encouraged him. Everyone was basically, you're too young, you just came to, you know, you're selfish, you came to look at the battle, you should be out with the sheep, you don't have the right armor or the weapons. He's bigger, he's stronger. And they went on and on. And even King Saul questioned David's ability. Everyone. But David, he actually encouraged himself by what God had done previously in his life with the lion and the bear. He encouraged himself by recounting the victories God had given him in the past. Isn't that powerful?
Yeah, it is. It's a reminder to us to realize sometimes we forget to look. We look back at the past sometimes, but sometimes we look at the wrong things. We've got to remember where God has delivered us, where God has been faithful in our lives, and maybe like David, use that as an encouragement to us today to walk where and to do what he wants us to do.
What you're saying, Tim, and what I'm hearing is what I'm actually speaking to my heart. If you want to do something for God, you have to understand that there are going to be hundreds, maybe thousands of times when the enemy Satan will come against you to discourage you. And he does this because he knows You have to have courage. I have to have courage. The people who are listening today, you who are listening, you go forward in courage and fulfill God's plan for your life. And then when you become discouraged and you lose strength and courage and you're weak, you go forward, and that is called faith, because you're not going forward in feelings. You're not going forward on what seems logical, but you're going forward because God said, I will never leave you or forsake you. I will give you my strength by the power of my Holy Spirit. So that's how you go forward in these discouraging places and times, and you shake it off in faith, and you think of the victories God has given you, and you have confidence that he will be strong in your weakness. As he says over and over so many places in the Bible, my strength is sufficient in your weakness, sufficient for every single thing we go through, and you can be used for his glory, God's glory. It wasn't about David. It was about David's faith and confidence in the greatness of the living God. I think it helps, Tim, when you look at other people that have gone through tremendous trials or circumstances, and you think, how did they do it? Well, they did it because of God. Corrie Ten Boom being able to bring a Bible into the concentration camp, being able to minister to people, that she had the Bible, and the reason she could thank God for the lice is because the lice, she realized, because she, at first she said, God, I can't thank you for that. And he's telling her, give thanks for all things. She said, I can thank you about for everything, but not the lice. Well, she thanked him for that. So here, Corrie Ten Boom has a Bible in the barracks. And God had told her, thank me for the lice, the fleas, these awful things. And Corey's thinking, I can say I am thankful for just about anything, but I cannot thank you for the lice. But she was obedient and did it anyway, realizing later that the reason the guards did not come into the barracks and never took the Bible away was because of the lice. And so that's just another way of God's ways are not our ways, but he is always a good God, even when things aren't good. And then going back to with David and going out to Goliath and having his brothers, and maybe there was jealousy, like he's this young shepherd boy and how should he even go out and do anything great? And you may have people in your life that the enemy uses, people maybe that you think of that love you. And that's really hard. That's rejection. And I just want to encourage you to do as David did, that you turn away from it. He turned away from his brother Eliab, and in scripture it says that he said, okay, turned away. I'm not going to argue with you because I know God is greater than your words. And that takes a lot of confidence, but it takes confidence in God, not the pride in what David could do. He was just a teenager, and it's just a beautiful example of God's greatness. And we can do great things because God is not looking for someone with ability necessarily, but someone with availability. He is not looking for someone with perfect attributes, but someone with a perfect heart toward him. So you want to keep your heart pure by refusing to allow hatred, strife, offense, bitterness, resentment, or unforgiveness to dwell in it. And as we're coming upon Easter, God went to the cross to forgive us of everything, all our sins. And then he called on us, forgive others as I have forgiven you. And I've talked about that before, but I can't say it enough, that the only way I can forgive like God does, which is to erase everything, not recall it ever again, not hold it against the person, is only by the power of the Holy Spirit that God works in me. And that kind of freedom that you will experience from forgiving someone who's hurt you that may never apologize is the kind of freedom and the kind of rejoicing that you can walk forward in faith, in courage, and do about just anything for the glory of God.
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. so I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. Well, I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. Oh, that old rugged cross, so despised by the world as wondrous attraction for me. For the dear Lamb of God left his glory above to bear it to dark Calvary. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross, oh yeah, till my trophies at last I lay down. You know, I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. To the old rugged cross I will ever be true. Its shame and reproach gladly bear. Then he'll call me someday to my home far away, and forever his glory I'll share. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my throne last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown.
For a crown.
And exchange it someday for a crown.
Hello to Joyce from Urbana. She dropped us a note to say thank you, Great News Radio, for all you do, and praying God will continue to do great things through your ministry. Also a note from Jane in Springfield. Thank you so much for all you do. I listen every day to WLUJ. I love all the programs and songs, old and new. May God richly bless each of you and your families. We'd love to hear from you, too. If you want to take a moment to drop us a note online, it's greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org, or WLUJ.org, WLUJ.org. Before we leave you on Mark and Friends today, Mark passed a note to me. It said, here is the latest winner from our open house drawing at the brand new Great News Media Studios at Marketplace Mall in Champaign. Today's Mark and Friends Great News Radio Open House winner is Ron Fernald from Saybrook, Illinois. Congratulations, Ron. We will be sending you the In Plain Sight book from Rick Stevens. And be sure to listen to the program tomorrow as Mark will be in studio with Pastor Jason Schiffo, and they will draw another winner and another nice prize sent to someone on Mark and Friends tomorrow at 7:32 a.m. and p.m. I'm Tim Nelson. Have a great rest of the day, and thank you for listening to this Great News Media Station.